Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is old school tenant screening tips that still work today. But before we get started, hey, I'm just checking with you guys, touching base, seeing how you're doing. I hope you guys are getting back into the mode of looking for good properties and good deals, because there are a ton of them out there. So I hope that that you're getting out there. There are lenders, the rates are so good. They're fighting over people right now. It is amazing if you can get some of these great mortgage rates too. Even if you just refinance some of your existing properties, which is what I've been doing, it is great. I mean, I don't think they're going to be this low for a long time, but take advantage of some of the good things out there. And I just encourage you just to keep moving forward. There's definitely a lot of opportunities out there. A lot of folks are selling, so there are deals to be had. It's still a bit of a seller's market, but there are some people that are a little more anxious to get rid of theirs and might negotiate a bit too. Anyway, I'm just going to give you a quick tip for the day here, a service, online service that you all may know about, or most of you, I would think, or at least some of you, but it depends on what you call it. Some people call it Rentometer, some call it Rentometer, some call it Rentometer. No, okay, there are just different names, but regardless, it's spelled Rentometer.com. Okay, and that's a place where you can go to plug in the address of your particular property that you're checking what market rates are, and you put in how many rooms, how many bathrooms, you know, all the pertinent factors, and it will give you comparable rents in that same area. And what's really great about it, there's a map too, so it's not just grabbing sort of bogus numbers. You can click on the map and actually see the address for these places that may be across the street from you or down the street from the property you're looking at. So it's an invaluable service. I recommend them highly. I believe you should, do a lot of your own research as well. I mean, I literally try to call. I'll do a Google map search of the area and see if I can see any numbers for landlords and call and see what rents are, as well as you can go to places like Zillow and Realtor.com and Trulia and others to see what rents are as well. But I think it's a good place. And as if I don't have a lot of time, I'll just do Rentometer and see how it how it comes out. If it looks like, I think I better dig a little deeper here, then I'll go into some other areas. So anyway, there'll be a link in the show notes, so you can go there. It is a free service, which is really cool, but there's a limit on how many you can use. So if you're going to use it a lot, if you're analyzing a lot of properties, I think you could pay something like $9 a month. It's pretty inexpensive, but I'll put a link on there. Hopefully you'll get a special discount because it's from the old dogs here. So that might be something you might want to check out. All right, let's get on to our topic. Old school tenant screening tips that still work today. Now, I like old school stuff, maybe because I'm an old dog, but I love when I interview these guys that have been doing real estate, especially rental real estate for a long time, and they're very savvy, and their gut is invaluable. It's like 10 volumes of books on real estate because they've been through it all, and they've had experience. And so there are ways that people can, just kind of learn from going through things, what works and what doesn't. So here's actually four specific tips that you might want to look at. First thing is establish, let's say, a first impression of a given tenant is to meet them at the curb when they pull up for a showing. Now, don't be inside the place, be out on the curb. Take a gander at their wheels and consider, if the thing purrs like a kitten and it's obviously washed and waxed, either they can't afford it or they're obsessed with it. Check their financials to determine which is which, because sometimes they're going to love the car so much, they're not going to let anything get in the way of that, and rents may have a lower priority, but it also could mean that they're very neat. Also, if you can, you get their application, you'll know where they live, and so you can drive by their current residence. All of us who have had to pay just extensive amounts of money to clean up after previous tenants know that this could save you a ton later on in all kinds of expenses that might result from people that not only sloppy, but just abuse the property. Those are a couple of things you can look at. Try, not answering their call. Okay. You're busy. More importantly, if you have an answering machine, I don't think anybody has an answering machine anymore. That's really, we're talking old school here. You can use your voice messaging, and you can sometimes, if they leave a message, you can hear things in the background that usually will be very revealing too. Anything from, what they're, things they're talking about, the yowling of cats or dogs or background noises or words that, might be not the kind of words that you would want to have, in your rental here. May have a bunch of people in the background or music, like there's a party going on or something too, that might hint at, the kind of activity that might be going on. And, of course, word choices matter too. Someone who tells you they work at the XYZ Corp is not the same as someone who tells you they work in sales. The second person might be a freelancer, self-employed, or unemployed. You listen carefully and ask yourself why they chose the phrase they did. Just don't let it get you too paranoid. But, you have to kind of zero in. Generally, people in sales are not the best tenants because it's a cyclical kind of thing, and that can be really tough, as opposed to somebody who has a really solid background, a government employee, or someone whose job is likely to be around for a while. Also, pay attention to their concerns. That's a key thing too. A prospective tenant's concerns can tell you a lot about them, and if they're in a huge hurry to move, it's not because of a job, it's probably because of a looming eviction. So try to get the full story. I mean, I can't tell you how many emails and responses I've had to various ads where people say, you ask them, well, when are you looking to move? That's like one of the first questions I ask them. And they'll say, ASAP, yesterday, things like this, kind of going, why are they so desperate? Then I ask them, follow up with a question like, why are you looking to move? And some of them will be honest, and it's kind of amazing that they are, because they'll tell you, something that might be kind of a problem. you know, it's a good idea to get a good feel for why people are moving and what's motivating the move. That also can give you a little bit more of their story. If they're concerned that the house isn't worth the rent you're asking, it's almost never because of the house. It's because they're worried about paying the rent. Look over their financials with a fine-tooth comb. Keep in mind, there are those people who just like to complain. Also keep in mind, do you want a tenant who likes to complain? So maybe it isn't so much an issue of finances there. Maybe they're just somebody that's going to be always making issues out of nothing. But, you got to keep in mind, too, the idea is to just to get them to open up and share and to try to get some kind of information. You know, I've mentioned before, I thought it's not so old school, but it definitely is effective as, putting your ads on Facebook Marketplace. That to me, you have a link to their profile, which also tells you a lot about the person there too. So that can be very helpful as well. If they have a lot of complaints about their previous landlord, you might want to Google them. It may be that they legitimately had a horrible landlord, and I'm talking about Googling the landlord, of course, or it may be that they're horrible tenants and don't realize it. Sometimes I kind of take it as a red flag if somebody's really, railing on their previous landlord. I don't assume that the landlord is innocent by any means, but it also may mean that there's an issue that they might have with authority or they may have other concerns. So that's something you might want to dig a little bit deeper. If they're weirdly focused on being able to pay online or in cash, it might be because they're getting their money from an awkward source. It might be as innocent as a telecommuting job, medical billing specialists are a common example that pays via PayPal, or it may be that they sell drugs or worse. I've had guys that came in, I'd show them the requirements. This is what we look for, and it has everything from credit scores to any kind of criminal convictions, so forth. It's all listed in there. Sometimes they'll just say, look, I'll pay you 6 months rent up front. That could be real appealing to somebody that's desperate to rent out their property. But, why is this guy spending that much cash and where is he getting all this cash? So, there are some questions there you might want to explore a little bit further. If they're concerned about the neighbors being snoopy, it's almost a surefire sign that they intend to do something that they don't want discovered. That one is a deal breaker, at least for me it is. That's an area where I get a little concerned, what's going on there that they are really concerned about people seeing or knowing about. I mean, these are just a few, key tips that old school landlords have been using long before there was a lot of online, even advertising, apartments.com or hotpads.com and so forth were even around. Back then you had to really dig to find out what you could about a certain person. Now we can do, tenant checks, we can screen, there's a Rent Prep is a great resource to check out. I have a link to them on my website under resources. They're, a great service that you can hire yourself. If you have a property manager, hopefully they're doing all the right background checks, but don't assume that. I had one property manager who wasn't doing criminal checks because it was an additional cost. And that's not someplace you want to cut corners. You want to really know everything you can about that person. Now, there's a lot of solid tenant screening companies can do, but there's also an awful lot that they can't. So get personally involved and pay attention. Your own senses and intuitions are your best friends here. If you need to get involved, maybe we've narrowed it down to a three candidates, and you might want to call previous landlords as one landlord to another. And sometimes you can get information that maybe the property managers don't get, or maybe a screening company might not be able to get. So it does help to step in where you need to, even though I would hope that our property managers are so good, you never have to do that. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Old School Tenant Screening Tips That Still Work Today. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.